Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject, an issue that I believe is profound, especially in view of where we are in society. What is taking place economically, what is taking place morally, ethically, politically, societally, militarily, and biblically or scripturally. May I say to you that we're at a tipping point in our great nation as to where we are, and I believe it's time that we stop procrastinating, especially as Christians. I believe it's time we stop procrastinating as a people. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. What do you do? Where do you turn? And a society we're in today. What does the Christian do? How should we then live? What are some of the answers? I'm asking a lot of questions. I want you to respond to it with your insight, your thoughts, your wisdom as to what you feel we need to do today. We're going down a list, as I would call it, as to what we see taking place with the Biden administration and with the Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democratic Party and what they're doing in eviscerating our Constitution, destroying our foundation, and ripping away anything that's called a constitutional republic. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, in your opening monologue, you talked about the truth, how important it was. And just then you said, what do you do? Where do you turn? For me, I turn to this broadcast based on your reputation of the truth. And Dr. Youngblood, I've just found that you're about a month ahead of current events. When you talked about that, could this be the spark that brings us World War III? Now I find out that Estonia is a very small, weak nation, but it's a NATO member. And the chances, if Putin don't stop with this, what he's doing, you're right. World War III is right over the horizon. And thank God that you've done this broadcast to where people can really get the truth. And it's not something that you're doing for Gene Youngblood, but you're doing it for all of us Christians.
Amen.
And I'm just impressed just how much information you take in. It's not a whim. It's not an anchovies on your pizza last night, but it's digging through facts with years of experience. And I'd just like to thank you, and I'd like to let the listeners know you have a window into what's going to happen with this broadcast.
Amen. Well, brother, I am humbled by your compliments and your statements, and I'm thankful for the privilege to do what I'm doing. I get up each morning with an excitement in my thoughts as to what I will present and what it will be said, and I want it to be that which is relevant, want it to be that which is current, want it to be that which is inextricably tied to the fundamentals of thus saith the Word of God. Because if we get away from God's Word, we have no insight, we have no idea, we have no idea of what God is doing outside of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And so, Tom, you're exactly right.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much. God bless you for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a question, a grave, serious question, is about the procrastination. I'm saying don't procrastinate. Don't put off doing today what you know God will have you to do in relationship to your salvation, whether or not you have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. If you say, I'm saved, don't procrastinate with taking a stand, as a Christian ought to take the stand based on the Word of God. We're looking at the world coming unglued. As our caller just said, as Tom just stated, I've said for it's quite some time now since Russia invaded Ukraine, I've said this is the spark that goes into World War III. Now, I don't know if others thought that. They may have but didn't say it. But now there's the conversation with the general talking heads on any of you conservative network news, whatever that word conservative means from the standpoint of network news. A lot of the anchors that are saying that is the potential. And just as our caller just said, with Estonia being right there as a neighbor to Ukraine and right at the doorsteps of Russia, they are right there on the verge of that. And if any one of these missiles get out of hand, gets off course, and it hits a NATO nation, it's Katie barred the door. It is full-fledged international World War III. And I believe this is biblical. I believe it's headed to that based on the scripture. I believe that we're watching Ezekiel 38-39, stage being set for the World War III with the final days of this old world. And I believe that it is evident with what we see taking place with what's happening in Washington, with the rules and the regulations, the guidelines. It's undermining and destroying anything that's called Christianity, destroying anything that's called the Bill of Rights, destroying anything that's called our freedom of speech and the religious liberties that we now have. So I think it's time we wake up, ladies and gentlemen, to stop procrastinating. We see Joe Biden almost single-handedly destroying anything that's called morals and ethics and values in our nation. But, ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights is being destroyed, and the economic system in our nation is crumbling. I'm looking at an article here that says, will Joe Biden oversee the collapse of the U.S. dollar? It's vital to think through the consequences of the dollar losing its stature as the world reserve currency. Will Joe Biden oversee the collapse of the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell appears to think it is a possibility based on the recent quip, quote, it's possible, this is a quote from Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman, it is possible to have more than one reserve currency. No, it's not. He's making a statement. It is possible, he says, to have more than one reserve currency. This is a staggering, this article said, this is a staggering admission from the one person who wields the most influence over the dollar. The Wall Street Journal reported an exclusive on March 15th, indicating another step toward the dollar's loss of reserve currency stature. Saudi Arabia has already done so, accepting the yuan, instead, that's the Chinese yen, instead of the U.S. dollars for global oil sales to China. As the journal noted, this would put a dent in the U.S. dollar's dominance on the global petroleum market. Ladies and gentlemen, it is we're finding today Saudi Arabia, right now China, right at this moment Russia. Russia is requiring any oil that's bought from Russia to be bought with rubles, not U.S. dollars. The petrodollar went into effect in 1972, 1974, in that area, different stages of it, ultimately 1974. And it requires every barrel of oil that's being bought or sold on a global basis to be bought or sold based on the different nations holding cash reserves in U.S. dollars. That is now absolutely on the chopping block. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the U.S. Federal Reserve now talking about going to the Fed coin, or a fiat coin, or a fiat currency. What does that mean? That means that you'd have no check in your pocket. You'd have no greenbacks in your pocket. Everything that you have that would be called currency or money would be electronically transmitted by way of your telephone or your handheld device. Now, listen carefully. There are a lot of people today that do online banking. It's totally different than online banking. This simply means that all your dollars, everything that you have, you will not keep any coins in your pocket. You will not have any greenbacks in your pocket. You will not have any what would be called cash. It would all be based on electronic transfers. And you pull up your cell phone, pull up your banking account, and if you voted wrong, if you made a positive statement about Donald J. Trump, if you have at any point in time stood before the school board challenging the school board, destroying your child's morals and ethics and values with the sodomite lifestyle lessons that's being taught, then zingo, all of a sudden, the federal government, the Federal Reserve, all they've got to do is press the button and you no longer have any money. No longer are you able to travel. No longer are you able to buy, sell, or trade. No longer will you be able to go to a grocery store or to a restaurant, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, that is fulfilling the prophetic text in Revelation chapter 13, where eventually the one that's called the lawless one, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and he will rule with an iron fist, and you cannot buy, sell, or trade unless you have the identifying mark that is the mark of the beast. It's called 666 in Revelation 13, verse 16, 17, and 18. But ladies and gentlemen, that is simply the identifier that says that you are in absolute obedience to the government of that day. We're setting the stage for that today with the setting up of the electronic currency. And listen very carefully. Listen carefully. I project that we will have the electronic currency in America by this time next year at the latest. It will be absolute fact, not fiction. Be absolute fact, not something that's on the fast track as it is now. Nancy Pelosi wanted to do that a year ago with the omnibus budget bill. It was an attachment rider. It failed. Joe Biden has said now 2 months ago by executive order, he's made an executive order that will go to the electronic currency, the federal currency that will be online banking, online currency. But ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting us to see and understand, we're watching the demise of what we once knew as a constitutional republic, as a free nation. We're watching our morals and ethics and values being legislated based on the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, and murder by way of abortion. So it's time for us to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and do not procrastinate and put it off. Ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate Easter services, representing and celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to place our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ and nothing less than the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything other than that, if you place your trust and confidence in man, it'll fail. If you place your trust and confidence in money, it'll fail. If you place your trust and confidence in the educational system, it's already failed. If you place your trust and confidence in government, it has already failed. Ladies and gentlemen, our only trust and our only confidence ought to be in nothing more, nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. That is our place of hope. Without that, we're of all men most miserable. The Apostle Paul says, he's writing to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 20, and we'll read that text in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, if we believe anything less than the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, if we believe anything less than the physical, bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're denying the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God come into flesh. And so as we look at the world coming unglued, as we look at our nation just absolutely being eviscerated, we need to see the signs and understand what these signs are telling us based on the Word of God. I'm looking at an article here, ladies and gentlemen, says, will America be hit with food shortage? That's a big question, but the answer is absolutely unequivocally yes. We're watching grocery shelves being emptied today. We're watching a panic-stricken society. In fact, other parts of the world more so than America at this very moment. There are parts of Africa today that's in a state of famine. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, that in the last days there will be famine. That is, shortages of food, shortages of water, shortages of anything that's a life-sustaining sustenance. There will be that famine. There will be the pestilences. That's talking about the diseases. And just recently, we understand that the federal government is releasing now some kind of special hybrid mosquitoes being released in the state of Florida and the state of Texas that supposedly will interact with the other, quote, wild mosquitoes, and as a result of that will cause us to not have the problem with malaria and other diseases by mosquitoes. But ladies and gentlemen, what can go wrong? If Wuhan, China, with the gain-of-function research went wrong and we have a global pandemic as a result of it, what on earth could go wrong with the government generically engineering mosquitoes and turning them loose in the state of Florida and in the state of California? I said Texas. It's Florida and California where these mosquitoes are being released. What could go wrong? Nothing could go wrong, could it? It's the federal government's hand. But the question is asked here, will America be hit with the food shortages? This article says, America's at a time that no one America is at a time that no one alive, I believe, has ever witnessed. We have an illegal administration that is completely ignoring the responsibilities of the federal government concerning protecting our borders. We had a system in place that was very effective, but all the precautions established by the last administration were abandoned. Now, the illegitimate, illegal president tells us he doesn't know how the chaos at the border happened. It goes on to talk about the energy shortage. It goes on to talk about the refusal to allow Americans to drill oil, and where we're dependent upon Saudi Arabia. We're dependent upon Russia, and now we're begging Venezuela and Iran to produce oil for us in America, all under the guise and the hoax that if we produce it ourselves in America, that it will harm the climate. And we do more to protect the climate. We do more to protect the environment. We do more to protect the atmosphere and the layers above us than any other nation on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all a hoax that's perpetrated upon we the people. And this is the reason I think it's time we the people wake up, stand up, and stop procrastinating. When are you going to get involved? When are you going to do? When are we going to have pastors that will stand in the pulpit and grow a spiritual backbone, a spiritual spine, that will stand and preach and teach the truth of the Word of God? When's the last time your pastor, wherever you're in church, I don't care what denomination you may say or talk about, I'm a non-denominationalist from the standpoint I just simply believe what the Bible says. I'm a Baptist because I believe that's closer to what the Word of God says, but it doesn't mean the Baptists are all right. But I tell you, it's time that our pastors stand up and speak the truth. When's the last time in your church, in your denomination, you heard the pastor stand up and call the sodomite lifestyle sin, and that those that perpetrate that on others are going to die and burn in the devil's hell? When's the last time you heard the pastor stand in the pulpit and talk about this illegal, ungodly, fraudulent president that's destroying our Bill of Rights and our Constitution? That's the reason I'm saying we need to stop procrastinating. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, place our faith and trust and confidence in God and God alone. Ladies and gentlemen, God is mocked and ridiculed and rejected today from the Oval Office. It is something that is simply demeaning from the standpoint of what the Word of God says. I'm looking at an article that says, "Holy War Erupts at the VA Medical Center Over Bibles for Sale." Hear that? That's the title of the article. Dated April the 12th, holy war erupts at the VA Medical Center over Bibles for sale. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. If you'd like to jump in the midst of this, that'd be wonderful. 831-0917. Let me read just a blurb of this, and we'll take our next caller. This article says, in part, "In God We Trust" is emblazoned above the American flag in the U.S. House of Representatives. The American Center for Law and Justice confirms it has written a gift shop at the Virginia Medical Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico, suggesting that managers there quickly restore Bibles to the store shelves for the participants to buy. They were removed on the insistence that activists who apparently want to eliminate any reference of religion, even if those references are protected by the Constitution. Further, the article states, the ACLJ explained it holds a special place for those who have served in uniform and have been injured during their services. Quote, These are trying times. At home, we have runaway inflation, attempts to indoctrinate our kids while telling parents that they have to say no to their children's education, as unending influx of illegal immigrants crossing over our sieve that's called the southern border, and a president who always seems to make the wrong decisions, to name but a few of our problems. Abroad, there's the war in Ukraine. The Russians are threatening us with chemical and nuclear weapons. China is engaging in provocative military drills aimed at Taiwan. And North Korea is once again testing long-range missiles, as the ACLJ has recently reported. Then there's the problem of those trying to secularize our country. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Veterans Hospital gift shop that decided that they didn't have to have Bibles for sale, even though in this article it states that approaching now Resurrection Sunday and the Easter celebration, they were looking for cards for Easter. They were looking for Bibles to be able to read or disperse or to give to others. And all of a sudden, summarily, those are all taken off the shelves. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, there's a push to absolutely secularize America. And as this article states, holy war erupts at the VA Medical Center over Bibles for sale. I believe we have Maria on the line. Maria, go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. I sent you a message this morning, and I think it's worth researching and looking into because it ties in the whole vaccine COVID long-range game, and I think that maybe Dr. Grable should have a look at it, too, and possibly come on your show and do a talk about it.
That'd be good. I'll pull that up and read it and research it. That's one of the things also, Maria, that we find taking place in America today is the hoax of the pathogen called COVID-19. It's a real pathogen. It's a man-made pathogen. It's designed to exterminate multitudes. In fact, one article that I read just this week said that we've had about 1 billion people around the globe that's been murdered by way of the COVID pathogen and the COVID vaccine. And yet we have multitudes today believing that you still need to bow to the government, kiss the boots, and put on your mask and go into a grocery store or go into other places of business. It's simply submitting to control. And that's one of the things that is looming on the horizon now of the reactivation of the mask requirement, the reactivation of the lockdowns. It's talk behind the scene that we're supposed to have a new Omicron variant that is more virulent than the previous ones, and therefore they might have to reinstitute these things. So I'll read the article and pass that on. Absolutely.
Also, just as a teaser to the listening people, if you want to look at it yourself, if you looked up Watch the Water, COVID did not come from a bat.
That's right. I've said that for 2.5 years.
Came from the great serpent.
Absolutely. It's a demonic delusion that we have today that somehow, some way, the FDA and the NIH and the CDC can somehow protect us. Only God can. Maria, thanks so much for your call, for your input. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need today to recognize the signs that we see taking place. When we see the government talking about having fiat money, i.e. electronic currency, my mind goes directly to Revelation chapter 13. When the government says you've got to have a COVID pass to go into stores or to go into place of business, my mind goes directly to what the scripture says in relationship to the mark of the beast. When we hear people talking about we've got to depend on government and not God, my mind goes right to the fact that the only one that we can place our trust and confidence in is the Lordship of Jesus Christ, nothing more and nothing less. Because Joe Biden has the transgender mindset, and he is obsessed with it. And as a result of that, it's destroying the morals and ethics and the values in our schools, in our kids, in our colleges, universities today. Here's an article that says, Biden's trans obsession, a tough fact to follow. Here's another article that says, ladies and gentlemen, first grade teacher tells kids about being trans, says doctors just guess what gender of a baby is when the baby is born. Now, I don't know of anything that's more absolutely disruptive to any thought for a child. I'm thankful that we have House Bill 1557 that was signed by our governor and became law. It was a pittance of what should have been done, but at least it protects our kids kindergarten through the third grade from being inundated with the garbage of this sodomite agenda to cause all of our kids to be recruited and brought under the umbrella of the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, this article, first grade teacher tells kids about being trans, says doctors just guess at what gender a baby is when the baby is born. Ryan Skyer is a first grade teacher at the Brook Charter School in Rosendale neighborhood in Boston. Born a girl, Skyer now identifies as a man and apparently thinks discussing transgender sexuality is an appropriate topic for children aged kindergarten through the second grade. He's on a video lesson. He identifies, share a Zoom session with the group of kindergarten through second grade students that was published on Twitter on Sunday by the conservative account Libs for TikTok. Goes on to talk about something that's really cool. This is the teacher. Something that's really cool and unique about who I am. I am a transgender. Skyer told the pre-subescent audience. So we touched a little about that at the beginning of the week in the book that's called Miss Hammond Reads. He goes on to talk about when he was born, the doctors looked at him and made a mistake in what they called him. They said that he was a girl, and he thought he was a girl for all of those years. Then finally he realized he wasn't a girl. He was really a boy. and now he's transgendered. This is what he says. When the doctor's guess is wrong, that's when they are transgender. So I'm a man, but when I was a baby, the doctor told my parents I was a girl. And so my parents gave me the name of a girl, typically have bought me clothes as a girl. Typically I wear them until I was 18 years old. Everyone thought I was a girl. And at this point, this was super, he said, super uncomfortable because I knew that the doctors were not right. So when I was 18, I told my family, my friends, that I'm really a boy. This made me a very personal decision, and I am a super proud transgender. He's talking, ladies and gentlemen, as a teacher to kindergartners up through the second grade. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm wanting to understand, we're living in dangerous, dark, devastating days. It's called perilous times. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 tells us what perilous times mean and what we see as the identifying marks of that. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we have hope. We're not hopeless. We're not hopeless in a society that cannot do anything about where we are. We're watching the world spinning out of control. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, where God's plan for man was to earn a living have funds to pay for his family. That's being destroyed because the socialist Marxist Democrats want to, in somehow, some way, give food, clothing, and shelter to those that are not working out of the pockets of those that are working. And the scripture says, the Apostle Paul speaking in the Thessalonian text, if you don't work, you ought not to eat. Very, very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 6, 19 through 33 tells us that food, clothing, and shelter is something that God is responsible for providing, but we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of these other things will be added unto us. Here's an article that says, New Jersey to require second graders to learn about gender identity and climate change. It's absurd. It's plain and simple absurd and abuse on our children. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today as society spins out of control. But listen very carefully. We understand that we're in the last of the last days. We understand that the next thing on the calendar to God is the rapture of the church, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. We recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that today we have those that do not know enough about the Bible to realize that what God is doing, but God is wrapping up this whole universe. God is wrapping up this whole world. And so as we celebrate Easter, as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, you need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that it is God that's come into flesh. His name is Jesus Christ. He shed his rich red royal blood on Calvary's cross. He was buried on the third day. Up from the grave, he arose having victory over his foes. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive. He's alive. We need to celebrate his resurrection as being the only source, the only hope, the only power, the only authority, not government, but God. And his name is Jesus Christ. Yes, the reality, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible records the many proofs, infallible proofs, the scripture calls it, of the resurrection of Jesus. So I encourage you today with these final thoughts. Don't give up hope because the government is going to arrive. Place your hope, your trust, and your confidence in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Nothing more and nothing less is sufficient to carry us through every day in this old life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.